I started another one. Any thoughts on this topic I did, brothers, about cleanliness? Is next to godliness exposed?
Edifying study. Yeah, order is necessary in our life because God is not the author of confusion. I think you pretty much covered it, though. I'm just looking for a couple of scriptures here. And then, well, I think one example we have of that would be the way that God is a God of order. And I think Torah law teaches that because everything was ordered and ordained a certain way. And the ritual cleanliness, I mean, God was only because it had to be in line with God's order, not for the sake of just being clean.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So, well, brothers, anything from you, brothers, other brothers?
I just had one or a few verses here from Luke 10. I think sum up being too careful or clean about things and not just focusing on the order side can kind of get in the way of serving God. Luke 10:38-42. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. And I think that kind of sums up that Martha was so concerned about making everything perfect, serving everything perfectly. She didn't make time for the Lord. She didn't sit down and listen to his word. And he kind of rebuked her for it. So,
yeah, it's a good point, brother. Your house should be in order. But if you spend more time cleaning your house than you do seeking the word of God or preaching it, you got a problem. Good point.
Yeah. Amen.
Brother, did you read Colossians 2:5? Quick question.
No.
Okay, this just kind of ties into it a little bit. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying in beholding your order, or good order, and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting how he was rejoicing to see both their good order and the steadfastness of their faith. The two kind of go together. I like the way you tied the spirit into there.
Yeah. Yeah, good scripture, brother. Good scripture. Brother Purgos, you are up. Any thoughts, corrections, more edification, anything at all?
I definitely like the study, and I definitely see how order is important. It's especially important for redeeming the time the Lord has given you, because if your life is not in order, you're not efficient in serving the Lord, and you're not a good steward of his resources.
Yeah, great point. Great point.
I think it says in one of Solomon's book, to know the state of your flock. So,
yeah.
Can't remember if it's Proverbs. I think it's Proverbs.
Yeah, good point, brother. That word order in Titus, in the book of Titus, the word order, it means to further, to straighten further. Kind of reminds me of 2 Timothy 2. He says, cut the word straight. To straighten further, arrange additionally, set in order. Yeah. So, yeah, God is definitely a God of order, and the cleanliness part is not really our focus in the new covenant. We're cleansed by Christ and his word and his spirit and his blood. Now we're to walk in the order of the new covenant. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So before we let go of this topic, so where's the line? I kind of broached on it a little bit. So, cleanliness isn't next to godliness, so we don't care what your house, your car, what your tunic or your dress, your long untucked shirt, or your dress or your head covering looks like. We don't care. Where's the line, brothers?
Well, I would say it border or be sinful if it affects your service to Christ. And that could be in both what you physically do for him, spiritually do for him. And then it bleeds through to the flee all appearance of evil for our witness for Christ. So those are two different aspects I could think of. One would be like a really hard limit, and one would be more of a sort of softer limit.
Yeah.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Yep, yep, I agree. What say you, brothers?
Yeah, I think at the point which where it, like Brother Burgos was saying, where it affects your witness. For example, the dress. Let's use dress as an example, okay? So if somebody, okay, women are commanded to have wear what is basically in scripture neat, orderly robes, okay? So if they have a stain on their dress, that's not sin. If it's completely unkept and not orderly at all, and it's a bad witness, and it looks really sloppy and probably not biblical, then that would be a bad witness.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think, well, Brother Kuo, any thoughts on that?
I suppose just a question comes to mind. So for like the witnessing thing, having a good witness, the question that just kind of popped into my mind is, if no one, let's say you have an apartment or living somewhere or whatever it might be, if no one is going to go to your apartment or be there besides yourself, and you know that, does that give you liberty to be less orderly because no one's going to see it? Or is that, should we still be orderly before the Lord as like a good witness for him? Like, I guess that's kind of like the question that popped into my mind.
Well, I would answer that this way. One, we all know we serve Christ first and most, right?
Yeah.
So who are we, who do we live an orderly life for? Each other and the world and our witness, or for the Lord first?
Yeah, for the Lord.
So the Lord, so even if nobody comes into our house, ready? Can I give you a paradigm to that? Nobody knows my thoughts but me.
And God.
Should my thoughts be in order and pure and godly and decent?
Yeah.
Yeah. So should my apartment, even if nobody's going to come around, if God is the first thing I'm focused on, should it reflect what he would have in my life, order? Right?
Yeah.
And then I have a question. What if you're living in your pigsty apartment? You got garbage stacked all over. You're claiming to be a Christian. You go out and witness the gospel. You're telling people live holy and live in order. What happens if you need like a medical emergency and they have to come to your apartment one day? Or what happens if you died and somebody has to enter your apartment? And they go, hey, that street preacher, that holy guy died. And they go, whoa, man, do you see his apartment? This guy was a pig. What a hypocrite. What a hypocrite. You never know who's going to see your apartment.
That's true.
Or your car. Or your car. You might, I don't give anybody rides. You might have to give somebody a ride one day and go, oh, wait, let me, like, you know, snowblower a spot on the passenger seat for you. And they'll go, hey, are you homeless? Do you live in your car? No. So, yeah, it's for the Lord first, and then other people can and probably will see it as well. That, does that answer your question for me?
It does.
Brothers, yeah. What do you say about his question?
I agree with what you're saying. Again, our witness, it affects our witness if we're messy and sloppy. I think the line is when it affects your witness, and your witness is basically your light, and you can't turn your witness off when you go home and nobody sees you.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's all there.
And can I say something real quick? I think also we have to bring up laziness. Ready?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of disorders in our house? If your carpet isn't been vacuumed and it doesn't all lay the same way, who cares? All right, I get it. But if you got soda cans, if you drink soda and bean cans and an old pizza box, if you buy pizza, which I hope you don't, you're wasting your money at. But whatever, you got stuff laying all over. People go, whoa, man, this guy's not only is he a pig, he's lazy. He doesn't even just reach down and put stuff in the garbage and haul it out. So laziness has to be brought into, if we're talking about messiness, whether it's your car, your long untucked shirt, whatever. If we're lazy, it's going to show up in a lot of areas that aren't good. You go to work and you have a work area. If you're not diligent and orderly, what's it going to look like? Messy. Versus if you go, oh, I'm going to keep the order. Now, the boss doesn't care if the screwdriver is like this in the toolbox or it's like this in the toolbox, but he would like the tools in the toolbox, not laying all over the floor.
Yeah.
What say you, Brother Purgos?
Use your time wisely for the Lord to keep your witness good and to be effective for him. Order is definitely important, but there is a limit to where you spend so much time doing it that it affects your ability to serve him in other ways.
Oh, yeah. There's two extremes. You can be a messy pig or you can be a clean freak. Both of them are sinful. Everybody would agree with that?
Both of them are not redeeming the time wise.
Yeah. The clean freak is obsessive and they're focused on things that aren't even important. And the messy person is probably lazy, not just doing the bare minimum that he should. Pick up the garbage, put your clothes in one place, at least make it look acceptable. And I always, my last thought on this one, I'll say this. I always teach brothers that you're ready to be a disciple maker if a man or a woman, if you had a couple, could follow you around in your everyday life and see every aspect of your life other than personal private things. Your house, your car. Hey, come to my job. What do my people think of me at my job? What do my brethren think of me? How do I act? When somebody's ready to follow you around and you're a good witness in all those areas, you're ready to be a disciple maker. Your life's in order. But if somebody goes, hey, I saw you street preaching. I want to follow Jesus. Can I come over to your house? And you go, no, wait till I clean it up this weekend. Maybe you come over Monday. You're not ready. Because that might seem like a small thing, but it'll probably show up in other areas as well. So it's good to be in order in all areas of your life so that someone could just... Well, we talk about this with the Lord's Supper. You should be ready to take the Lord's Supper anytime, really. Paul says, examine yourself. We should do that. But if you are doing special things in preparation for the Lord's Supper that you don't do normally, that could be a problem, couldn't it?
Because what happens if you die or the Lord returns before you get a chance to do your special thing?
So if you're like, let's use example. I have bad thoughts Monday through Thursday. Saturday we're doing Lord's Supper. No bad thoughts on Friday and Saturday. Is that what the Lord wants? No, he wants us walking in that perpetual state. So the same thing with like cleanliness or order. It should be a perpetual state of our life so that anybody at any time could just come over and be part of your life. I think that's a good rule of thumb.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else on this, brothers?
Maybe about ordering the body.
Okay.
You wanted to talk about that, you know, like, well, actually, that order carries over into everything. Just loosely, 10,000 foot view, there's God ordained order in the family. He ordained an order in the body. God is a God of order, and we see that throughout scripture, that nothing is left to just random chance, so to speak. It's Amen. Ordained the way God did it. Even worship of God is ordered.
Yep.
It's spirit and truth and not in false ways. God is a God of order, so it ties it to like everything.
Yeah, look at his creation. Does it not show you how ordered it is? Things after their own kind and how he uses all of these things. Yeah, if God wasn't a God of order, can you imagine what creation would look like? The earth would be going like this. And the sun would come up about every third day, it might work, you know. And the rivers would not necessarily evaporate, go to the sky and come down. You wouldn't have that system anymore. God's a God of order.
Yeah, nature isn't exactly clean, but it definitely is orderly.
There you go. Good point. Yeah. Yeah, so it's just a good rule of thumb to make sure that our lives are in order in every aspect. And then the other thing I want to say is, so test everything that you believe and you think and you say. Make sure it's scriptural. This is one good example. You say, oh, cleanliness next to godliness. And what? Who said that? John Wesley? You believe all that other stuff he said too? No, don't believe that. There's a lot of those things out there, and they call them urban legends. Hey, yeah, you believe in Bigfoot, right? Oh, yeah. Some urban legend made up. There's a lot of these sayings, and a lot of them, sadly, are connected to God, that people make up that just aren't true. Satan's the master of lies. And it can be deceptive to people if we believe these things. So test everything to Scripture, and then we will have things in order.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
All right, brothers. We're going to leave that one right there. Thank you for your time.